In a decisive move this month, Member of Congress Kathy Castor announced she wants the U.S. to normalize relations with Cuba. During a discussion in Tampa today, 5 out of 6 panelists agreed. Attorney John Gandolf said the island nation should be removed from the state sponsors of terrorism list.
And I propose that the solution, which is, I think, rapidly developing, is to remove Cuba from the list, normalize relations and trade, acquire and promote trade through change and change through trade, because I believe free markets will free people.
Grandoff said Cuba wasn't added to the state sponsor of terrorism list until 1982.
North Korea was added in 1988, removed in 2008 by George Bush. The Sudan was added in 1993. So that's the list and the movement of the list. To recap the list, today the list includes Syria, Iran, Sudan, and Cuba, plus the embargo upon Cuba since 1960. I ask you, where is North Vietnam? They were never on the list. Where is Afghanistan? Where is Pakistan? Where are other countries that could be deserving?
If the U.S. removes Cuba from that list, it opens the door to lift the 50-year-long trade embargo. U.S. Representative Kathy Castor announced her support of moving toward normalization after a trip last month to Cuba. About 300 people signed an ad that appeared in the trilingual Ybor City newspaper La Gaceta. But Ralph Fernandez, a prominent Castro regime critic and the sole opponent to normalization on the panel, downplayed the significance of that support.
If I pay for 4 pages, I can get 30,000 Cubans to sign something completely and diametrically opposed. But at least I know that there's 300 people in an area of 550,000 who agree with her. So that doesn't say much. That really doesn't say much.
But even Fernandez has softened his longtime opposition to lifting the embargo. Though still leery, Fernandez said he's coming around to the idea of allowing people to travel freely to the country.
The First Amendment is on the side of ending the travel restrictions. It's the Americans' people right to travel. And it will bring a massive influx of dollars to the Cubans. And I am disturbed about that. I don't think it's going to bring about change, and many people don't know that between 1977 and 1982, there were no travel restrictions and nothing changed in Cuba. Cuba doubled their incarceration rate. But you know what I find troubling? That the rich get to go to Cuba. That's the first thing. The rich get to go to Cuba. They go on yachts to Marina Hemingway. They travel with the third countries, and the only people who can't are those of modest means. So there's something inherently wrong.
Tampa International Airport began offering flights to and from Cuba in late 2011. That gave more people the opportunity to visit family and go on educational trips like Castor's fact-finding tour. But for some, the travel regulations are still too much. Former State Representative Annie Betancourt said Florida laws prevent colleges from offering programs for students to travel to Cuba.
Want to promote democracy? Open the door. Allow educational exchanges to take place. Florida is the only state that has such laws. Other universities, Texas, Alabama, California, Massachusetts, all have academic programs where students and faculty benefit from these experiences.
Bill Hoff is the president of Island Travel and Tours, which is one of the few companies in the Tampa Bay area that facilitates travel to the island nation. He slammed the U.S. for its outdated trade and travel bans on Cuba. He listed and rebutted several arguments he's heard about why the 50-year trade embargo hasn't been lifted.
The Cuban government refuses U.S. extradition demands. Well, I'm going to take a minute and explain about that. That has to do with the fact that there has been some people who have been accused of committing capital crimes in the United States and have fled to Cuba. Nobody recently, goes back 20 years or so, but that has been part of the argument.
Hoff got a booming round of applause after he rifled through a list of cases where the U.S. has ignored information from Cubans and instead arrested those individuals for being in the country illegally. Religious leaders also spoke in favor of normalization, citing improvements in Cuba's human rights conditions. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.